Now, in chronological order, the four major schools of Tibetan Buddhism are, first of all, the Nyingmapa school, secondly, the Kagyupa school, thirdly, the Sakyapa, and fourthly, the Gelugpa. The first three, that is to say, the Nyingmapa, the Kagyupa, and the Sakyapa, these are called the old schools, and the last, the fourth, the Gelugpa, is called the new school. Sometimes the first three schools are referred to as the unreformed schools, while the fourth school is referred to as the reformed. Some scholars, in fact some Tibetan Buddhists, contend that this sort of distinction is not quite fair. I remember I discussed this question with a very eminent Nyingmapa Lama, the Nyingmapas being one of the so-called unreformed schools, and I put it to him, well, what is the reason, what is the basis for this classification? I asked him, how is it that you and the Kagyupas and the Sakyapas are all called unreformed, whereas the Gelugpas are the reformed people? So he smiled and he said, we didn't need to be reformed. So this is the way the Nyingmapas look at it. But Western scholars, especially perhaps Western Protestant scholars, tends to regard the first three schools, the three old schools, as unreformed, much as they regard the Roman Catholic Church as being unreformed in comparison with the reformed Lutheran or Anglican churches. The main real difference, however, between these two groups, that is to say the three old schools and the one new school, consists in the fact that the first three schools, that is to say the Nyingmapas, the Kagyupas, and the Sakyapas, these three are of directly Indian origin. These three schools, that is to say Nyingmapa, Kagyupa, Sakyapa, these were founded either by Indians or by Tibetans who had gone to India and studied there. But the fourth school, that is to say the Gelugpa school, is indigenous in the sense that Tsongkhapa, its founder, never went outside Tibet. He remained firmly in Tibet itself. He could have gone to India on pilgrimage, he could have gone to China, he was invited there, but he elected to remain in Tibet. So we may say that the Gelugpa school differs from the three older schools in being exclusively and purely of Tibetan origin. Now, before I describe these four schools individually, separately, let me just briefly touch upon some common characteristics.